I think the manifesto launch of the SNP makes it clear that in Scotland, where it's a two-horse electoral race between the SNP and the Tories, if people are wanting to choose to support public services and want to protect the likes of the pension from the likely cuts that we're going to get from the Tories with their dementia tax, their ending of the triple lock and cut to the winter fuel allowance, if you're wanting our public services to be a priority, you have to vote SNP to stop the Tories and then ensure that we have the strongest possible voice at Westminster arguing for the things that matter to voters in Scotland. That's the key message right at the heart of the manifesto. Obviously, this election's taking place with a background of the Tories being significantly ahead of the Labour Party in England. It really, really matters that we have as many SNP MPs elected to stand up for our interests. And for anybody who's listening who might traditionally have voted for the Labour Party or the Liberal Democrats or the Greens in Scotland, I'd be saying now is the time to realise how powerful your vote is and lend it to the SNP to make sure that we defeat the Tories across Scotland.
You might be saying the SNP are better placed to stand up to the Tories than Labour are, but people could be forgiven that perhaps a deal's been done. Jeremy Corbyn coming out to say he's open to discussions about NDIRF 2. Nicola Sturgeon making noises about a progressive alliance that could see him in number 10.
I've not seen a single opinion poll that suggests a Labour victory in this election, nor a hung parliament. And obviously in a hung parliament, that would be a circumstance where the SNP could exercise most influence. We've, of course, ruled out being part of a coalition. But if the numbers meant that it was possible to work with others, to have an anti-austerity agenda, to protect pensions, to protect investment in the health service, we would do that. But there's a huge government health warning in all of that, which is it just doesn't look that that's likely to happen because of the lie of the land in England. What we do know, however, is that in Scotland, the SNP is polling most strongly, so we're in first place, and that it's the Tories who are challenging. Labour Party and the Lib Dems are out of the race. So when the choice is a straight two-horse choice, and people want to support public services, support the NHS, they want to protect pensions, they need to vote SNP in this election and stop the Tories making any progress.
So what do you make of yet another rift between Jeremy Corbyn's Labour and Kezia Dugdale's Labour, saying they don't want anything to do with NDIRF 2?
I'll be absolutely honest, I don't spend that much time trying to read the runes of different decisions in the Labour Party. They seem to be saying different things on different days, which is no doubt part of the reason why they are polling so badly in England. And given the woeful state of the Theresa May election campaign, you'd imagine in normal circumstances that they could have overtaken them by now. I feel sorry for listeners in England because they really have a Hobson's choice between two people who I don't think are suited to being Prime Minister. What we in Scotland have a choice, though, is whether we elect people who are going to stand up for the issues that matter, who are going to reflect the values of most people in Scotland, which is we are in favour of a strong community and standing up for the weakest in society. And that's not what the Tories are going to do, but it's something that the SNP will give voice to if and when people return SNP MPs right across Scotland to stand up for Scotland's interests in the House of Commons. We've been the effective opposition in the House of Commons now for the last 2 years. I, as the SNP leader at Westminster, have been asking David Cameron and now Theresa May two questions every single week. When Jeremy Corbyn manages to fluff his lines and miss the open goal week in, week out, I've been asking the tough questions, and I intend to continue doing that. And that's not just the benefit of people in Scotland, but to the benefit of people in the rest of the UK, that at least there's one effective opposition party in the House of Commons, and that's the SNP.